Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is the Million Dollar Mouthpiece. Welcome to Chatterbox Presents. Today is June 19th, 2020, better known as commemorated as a holiday for people of color, African Americans specifically. I've noticed that different people around town have been having a different ways of celebrating and expressing themselves on the day. Me personally, I don't know. I'm a more introverted individual. I like to do things from a logical perspective. And I just decided to do research on stuff and then share what I find with people and go from there. I feel like knowledge is power. That's where my influence is mostly directed. So in my research today regarding Juneteenth, I found that Governor Beshear here in the Commonwealth of Kentucky at about 4 o'clock this afternoon made Juneteenth an official holiday. So for all of those of you who are tuning in and listening, another sound of my voice, good job, Kentucky. You guys are, got to celebrate the small victories. They don't give us many. So you definitely have to give credit where credit's due. You should give your while we're still here to still smell them. So, yeah, Governor Beshear decided it was a good idea to go ahead and make Juneteenth an official holiday here in Kentucky. I wonder if we could get paid for that off. That's a union question. My UAW family understands what I'm talking about. Anyway, next topic of discussion. I was online just doing some cruising throughout this week and noticed that Priscilla Slade has been getting a little bit of attention. Good job. Shout out to you guys in Detroit and Harper Woods. We're literally walking in the neighborhood of Harper Woods to get, you know, their voices heard. You know, I commend those people. I'm too tired to be out there on the lines like that. I think I'm old. I don't know about y'all said that, but I commend those young people who are out there and, you know, I support other ways. I mean, I'd be a foot soldier, but you definitely got my support in other ways. So commend you guys for getting Priscilla Slater some national attention. You know, she was trending on YouTube and was nice to hear how, you know, they was even at the mayor's house. You ain't getting, you know, ain't getting no peace. I don't know how his wife be cuddling and people literally about ringing your doorbell and shouting in your house. But she's got the music up, you know. I don't know. Don't ask me. I ain't got all the answers. I'm here to keep y'all happy and there's some, y'all something to think about. The next thing I want to kind of bring up and that kind of just came across me about this week, and happy Friday anyway. We have 6 planets in retrograde at this very time in history. You know, I don't know if you guys are wondering, like, if something just doesn't seem like to be a little bit like, something that going on right? If that was what it was. Because I know I had kind of that inkling, like, you know, so someone feels like balanced and, you know, you got 6 technically trying to move backwards. That'll do something to you. So I think we got Venus retrograde, we got Mercury, we got Saturn, Pluto. Oh, Jesus. Basically 6 of them. Don't take my word for it. Go look. Google is your best friend. We'll definitely help you out. So for those of you who are, you know, angelic being, you're going to need the sage. Get the burning it. This is a time of action. Be careful, though, because you don't want to ripple too badly. And that, because everything has a repercussion, equal opposite reactions, laws of nature. So, which we will be going back to that book, by the way, because we got a new tool to discuss and go over. Anyway, check out the planets. Get your crystals together. Got some weird energy going on. I'm just going to hide in the house, you guys. I don't even think I want to go outside. I think the first week we came out of quarantine, I seen literally 3 accidents in 1 mile radius.